Hi, friends, and welcome to the Root and Rise podcast. My name is Brianne, and with each episode, I intend to plant some seeds of insight, help you water them with love, and send you off with a little extra light to help you root and rise. Today, we are talking about having days off as parents. But first, I would like to acknowledge you, my listener and friend, for being here with me today. You are the reason for this podcast. I appreciate your presence, and I'm really excited to help you root and rise. If you listened to my last episode on empowering women, or if you follow me over on Instagram, you know that I have begun accepting and encouraging questions. If you have a question of your own that you would like to have featured in my stories, on a show, or answered privately, head over to my website, rootandriseblog.com, or to my Instagram or TikTok at Root and Rise Podcast. While I will be able to see your name when you ask the question, you are more than welcome to request that it remain anonymous, which is what happened with today's question. Let's dive right into it. The listener asks, how can I get my husband to understand that I need a break, even though I am a stay-at-home mom? He's a great dad, and I'm afraid that he will doubt that if I tell him I don't think he's helping me enough. I'm feeling angry and resentful of his time away playing games and going out with friends while I'm stuck at home expected to care for the kids. First off, your feelings are valid, and there's a lot to unpack here, which is a good thing. And thank you for asking the question, because I know a lot of moms out there will benefit from this answer, even the work-from-home moms or those working out of the home. This is a very common frustration that I see with a lot of moms, and one that I have experienced myself. Looking back over the listener's question, the first thing that came to mind is your wording around asking for a break and saying, even though I'm a stay-at-home mom. I think it's important to acknowledge that stay-at-home moms, work-from-home moms, and working-out-of-home moms are all doing work. And all of those different types of work are hard. It's easy for the outside world to look at a stay-at-home mom and think that they are just coasting through life, watching TV all day, sipping their coffee, taking naps, having a very relaxed time, when that is anything but what is happening. Because if that were the case, everybody's dream job would be staying at home with their kids. When you are at home with your children all day long, you don't get a break. The only break that you might get is during their naps, and if you aren't sleeping when the baby sleeps, which isn't as easy as it sounds, you're likely taking care of other things. Your work, if you are working from home, the laundry, the dishes, cleaning up the playroom, cleaning up the mess the kids made before the nap. You're not necessarily taking a break or taking time out for yourself. So I think it's important to acknowledge that even if, with your wording, you are a stay-at-home mom, you still deserve a break because you're not really getting one. Just wanted to make sure that you're not discrediting yourself for that. You are just as deserving of a break as any father out there, any work-from-home mom and working-out-of-home moms. Every parent is deserving of a break. As a parent, we are always giving, especially as mothers. You give your bodies to grow, birth, and sometimes even feed your baby. You give to your relationship and your partner. You give to your home. You give to your family. You give to your friends. You give to your work. You are always servicing and sacrificing. You need to give to yourself. If you don't, you will begin to grow and hold resentment, like I hear this listener saying. And don't get me wrong, resentment isn't necessarily a bad thing. Resentment is a signal telling you that you have needs that need to be met. And that'll be a whole nother episode for a different day. Just don't feel shame if you end up feeling resentful. It's what you do with that resentment and how you change your situation that matters. My solution to this is having days off as parents. Both parents, not just one, it is equal. My husband and I take one day off each every other weekend, and it has saved my sanity. In my episode on solo parenting, I talked about all of the tips and tricks that saved me through a season of solo parenting while my husband was away at military training. I didn't have any time to myself or to my hobbies and no support system near me. My mental health, parenting ability, and overall happiness tanked. When my husband got back home and I could get back into the routine of caring for myself, investing in my hobbies and passions, and just meeting my own needs in general, it reminded me how important that is, and how important it is for our partners as well. Just like we want them supporting our mental health, we also need to be returning that favor and supporting theirs. These days off as parents have such an impact on our mental health. Even my therapist noticed a massive improvement after my husband got back and we got back into our regular swing of days off. My first piece of advice with having days off is to have it scheduled. And that may seem very silly at first. I know not everybody is about schedules, but it helps to give a clear idea of what to expect from our partner and when to look forward to doing our own thing. This really helps me when I'm starting to feel burnt out. Knowing that I have just 3 days until I get a full day off to myself is just amazing. And when that time comes, you can do whatever you want. You can spend time with your partner or kids when you want, or you can leave the house. You can focus on yourself, take long baths, do yoga, take a nap, binge watch Netflix all day, no shame. I do what I enjoy the most. This, I spend my day recording podcasts, filming TikToks, scheduling out all of my social media posts. Even though it's my work, it doesn't feel like work. I get to wake up slowly, take a long and luxurious shower, blast music, dance around, spend time getting ready and really caring for myself. It helps me to show up as my best self and fills my cup for the next 2 weeks until my next day off. I have my own hobbies and passions that I enjoy being able to focus on or just getting a nice lazy day off, and my partner does as well. Today, while I'm recording this, I am currently solo parenting, my son is napping, and my husband is gone all day fishing. He has lots of other hobbies that I love to encourage in him: photography, playing sports, fishing, gaming. All of these things are beautiful to encourage in your partners. Of course, in moderation, and with very clear expectations. Hobbies are encouraged and supported in our relationship, but never come first during important moments. I know personally, when I don't get my day off regularly, I start feeling burnt out, overwhelmed, and pretty cranky. So now that we've decided that this would be a very healthy thing to implement into a relationship, we need to talk about how to talk about it. Going back to the listener's question, I saw that they had mentioned they didn't want to talk to their husband because they didn't want to make him feel bad or like a bad dad. But you shouldn't set aside your own true needs and deep feelings just to protect somebody else's feelings. That is their experience and their responsibility, not yours. You can both respectfully and directly let him know what you need from him. More help at bedtime, nights off, an afternoon off, some husband and wife time. If you do this in a way that is more you and him versus the problem, instead of you versus him, like with statements saying, "You always do this," or "You never do that," it can actually be well received. Communication is key in relationships, and by not communicating, you are not honoring your own needs or even giving him a chance to help you, which he might happily do. Make sure that you start this conversation at a time where both of you are relaxed and in a good mood and definitely not distracted. So do it while the kids are asleep. Let them know that you love when they help you and that they are very helpful, especially if you're worried about them feeling attacked. And let them know how you are feeling. Try using statements like, "I feel," or "I need." This is a great replacement for those statements I mentioned earlier, the "you always" or "you never." Make sure that you go into the conversation with the intention of resolution and peace and supporting one another. Because it's not just about you having time off and you getting what you need. It's also about being able to give them what they need and that balance in the relationship. And make this work however you can in your life, whether that's an hour each day when your husband gets home from work, half a day on the weekend, or one day every other week like we do. I cannot stress enough just how important it is to schedule these times off. This gives you something to look forward to, and you don't have to ask for help. You don't have to ask for a break. That all adds guilt and shame for most of us moms. This is just scheduled in. It's a regular thing. It helps me to have regularly scheduled time off, as silly as it sounds. My husband has certain nights where he'll put our son to bed, and we switch having a day off from parenting every other weekend. That means we have an entire weekend day to just not be responsible for parenting. We get to take care of ourselves, do whatever we want, fill our cups back up. Another fun thing to consider tossing in when you're scheduling these things are one night a week that is a date night. Even though we don't have support near us, we will still have a nice dinner or watch a movie together after my son goes to sleep. Like I said, scheduling these things keeps me from having to ask for help, which I won't do. I will continue to do it all until I snap. So you are absolutely not alone if you are struggling to ask for help from your partner. And if you are still nervous or still feeling any sense of shame or guilt in asking for time off, consider what this shows and teaches your children. That caring for yourself is important. Meeting your own needs is important. And that it's okay to work as a team in a marriage and not need to do it all alone. They will benefit from us showing up for ourselves. They will get the best version of us when we do, and they will get to see how to meet their own needs in a healthy way. It is a beautiful lesson to teach them. I know that this episode is short, but I really wanted to address this question because I know it's something that a lot of parents are struggling with. Finding that balance in your relationship will help you to show up as a better parent and allow you to fill your own cup back up. There are many different ways to care for yourself. It's not just face masks and nail polish, although those are wonderful things and I utilize those as self-care. I have an entire list on my website of many different ways that you can care for yourself, including Netflix binging and napping, going for a run, whatever it is that you might need in that moment. Because our needs are always evolving with us. I will be sure to link that in the show notes for you. Make sure you bookmark it, and then whenever you get that break, just review it, think about what you need, and fill that cup back up. And if you have any questions of your own that you would like to be featured on the show, in my stories, or answered privately, make sure you head over to rootandriseblog.com or my Instagram or TikTok at rootandrisepodcast. Thank you for tuning in to the Root and Rise podcast. As always, I am so grateful to have you here with me today. I hope that this has brought you some insight and inspired you to root and rise in your own life. I love hearing from you. So please follow me on Instagram at Root and Rise Podcast and be sure to send your comments, questions, or just reach out to say hello. I love making new friends. If you would like to review notes on today's episode, head over to rootandriseblog.com. Make sure to subscribe. And if you loved what you heard today or know someone who would benefit from hearing it, please take a screenshot and tag me to share this on your social media. My name's Brianne, and until next time, I'll be sending you so much light so you too can root and rise.